This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
School basketball is on the air. Today, it's live coverage of the Class C2 Boys State Tournament featuring the Axtell Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And Spencer Fent gets it into Trevor. Back over to Spencer. Looking inside. Low post. Clark uses his body. Backs in. Great pass. Gustafson back door. Wide open layup. Good. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. Great, great play.
Axtell enters the state tournament as the number one team in C2. Now the Wildcats hope to prove their rankings right. It's Axtell Wildcats State Tournament action coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Three of the four spots in the state semifinals in Class C1 have been settled. One spot remains. It belongs to either Grand Island Central Catholic or Norfolk Catholic. We'll find out who it is right here on Classy Hits 98.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. Randy Bushcutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here as Grand Island Central Catholic, no stranger to the Boys State Basketball Tournament. They have been here 14 times in the past. They were the state runner-up 2 years ago, and they're trying to make it back to the promised land, but first things first, they have to find their way across their way against Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic comes in with a record of 22-2 on the season. The only blemishes came early in the year when they lost a Class B qualifier, Beatrice, 63-45, and they lost to Bishop Newman by two in the second game of the year. So they played a pretty tough schedule throughout, and so this really should be a pretty good matchup because Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic do play somewhat as similar styles of ball and have both played pretty tough schedules and have weathered the storm nicely. Grand Island Central Catholic comes in with a record of 21-4. They had a tough stretch of about 5 days where they played St. Cecilia, Gretna, and Kearney Catholic on Thursday, on a Friday, Saturday, and then a Tuesday, and they went 0-3 during that stretch, but they've had a great run here. They've had a couple of losses against St. Cecilia, and they would love to have a rematch with St. Cecilia because the Blue Hawks just finished off their quarterfinal game, and that is who awaits either Norfolk Catholic or Grand Island Central Catholic, depending upon how things turn out here at the Pershing Center. So it is the Crusaders and the Knights, an all-Catholic quarterfinal here from the Pershing Center, and we'll take a look at the starters for both Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic when we come back right after this.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services, too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Huggins has it. So when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Huggins has it. 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. Let's give you the starting lineups. So again, first of all, for Norfolk Catholic. They come in with a record of 22-2. Their starters look like this. Ben Rouse is a 6'1 senior. He averages only one rebound and 5.5 points per game. Jaron Hang is a 6'1 senior, 17.5 points, 4 rebounds a game. He is the big gun here for Norfolk Catholic. Ethan Brozek, a 6'6 junior, is averaging right at 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. Kelby Sale, a 6-foot-tall senior, 8.3 points, 3.8 rebounds. And Benjamin Ewing, a 6'6 junior, he's averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. Here for Grand Island Central Catholic, who's 21-4 on the year, their starters look like this. Turner Fay, a 6-foot-tall junior, averaging 18.7 points and 4 rebounds again. Seth Wardine, 6-foot-tall junior, averaging 4.5 points a game and 2 rebounds. Casey Weens, a 5'11 senior with 12 points, 2 rebounds a game. Brandon Meyer, a 6-foot-tall senior, 8.2 points, 4.6 rebounds. And Michael Hudek, a 6'4 senior, is averaging 4.5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by the Better Bank, 5 Points Bank. Your bank, go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The Better Bank is just simply better. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to step away for one last break. When we come back, the tip between Norfolk Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. That's coming up next right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success. Call Island Supply Welding for the quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. With locations in Grand Island, Columbus, and a new location in Hastings. And online at islandsupplywelding.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center as Grand Island Central Catholic warming things up here. They are the number 4 seed, but the way they drew up the brackets, they actually will be the visiting team on the scoreboard, and they'll be wearing their dark blue road uniforms. They'll be in those navy blue and Columbia blue uniforms, and they'll be taking on the red and white Norfolk Catholic Knights. The Knights will be in their home whites, fair amount of red in there as well, the red numbers and trim and letters. And we're just about ready to go. Both teams have broken the huddle as we're just about ready to find out who the fourth semifinalist will be here in Class C1. Shadron and Minden tomorrow morning at 9, and then it'll be St. Cecilia and somebody at 10:45. Central Catholic trying to make it in there as well. The tip is controlled by Norfolk Catholic, so it is the Knights with their first possession of the game. Ben Rouse in the offensive zone kicks right side for Kelby Sale, and Sale enters it in, backing in here is Brozek, and Brozek's jumper is up and good. So Ethan Brozek hits it, and here comes GICC in the offensive zone. Casey Weens gets it in the lane. Tough-looking shot there by Fee. It won't go, and the rebound is ripped out of there by Brozek. Brozek's pass is up ahead off the fingers of one of his teammates, and it's Ewing who can't come up with the ball as it goes out of bounds. Norfolk Catholic trying to run the floor, but there really wasn't much there, and they turned the ball over. But now they're going to try to return the favor as GICC faces some press. Faye has no problem with it. Skip pass out to Weans. Weans on that left side looking for a cutter, and he'll just have to get the ball out for Turner Fay, and Fay walked with it. So we swap a couple of turnovers here after Norfolk Catholic gets the first 2 points of the game with 7:17 to go here in the first quarter. A little early jitters in this one. No jitters for St. Cecilia as they rolled against Tecumseh Herma 80-44. St. Cecilia, 26 points in the first quarter. Very impressive performance. On the baseline with the ball is Kelby Sale, and Sale is held as he starts his dribble. I think they're going to whistle that on Weans. It will be on Weans. That'll be his first. Knights will inbound underneath their own basket here. Jaron Hang off of a screen looking. That closed up too quickly, so he just has to throw it between the circles for Ewing. And Ewing's going to drive, shot in the lane, up and good. They tried to pin it on his leg, but somehow Ewing did not travel with the ball, and he was able to lay it up and in. Wardeen facing some pressure. They'll get it to Turner Fay. Back to Fay at half court. Fay has the ball knocked off his legs, but keeps his dribble going. And he'll look down on the baseline. It's no good, and they'll give it between the circles here for Seth Wardeen. And Wardeen's just going to hand the ball back out here for Turner Fay. And the Knights like to really put some pressure on the ball, especially with Brozek, who's about 6'6 and athletic. They get it to Fay on that left side, and Brozek can really put some pressure out top of the key at 6'6. They've got it in the hands of Wardeen. Off of a screen now, dribble is Fay. Fay's picked up defensively by Rouse, and they'll kick it back out. Holding the ball here is Casey Weans. The GICC being very patient here. They have yet to score in the ball game, and they are exercising some patience as they kick it left side for Fay. Fay in the lane, gets the ball underneath, and the shot is good. Nice dish for Brandon Meyer. They just dished it in underneath for Meyer, and now quickly Norfolk Catholic lobs it down low, and Ewing will score. Patience on one end, and a big, early, quick shot there for Norfolk Catholic. Now driving the baseline is Weans. Weans shot, no good. Ewing with the rebound. Norfolk Catholic on the run. Sale gets it back out here for Rouse, and Rouse walked with it. 5:34 to go here. Norfolk Catholic trying to play a much faster pace than what Grand Island Central Catholic has played here in the early going. Bill Gavers, the head basketball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, no stranger to making it here to the Pershing Center in Class C1. Again, 14 trips to the state basketball tournament here for GICC. And Norfolk Catholic, pretty rich tradition as well. 18 times they have played in the state basketball tournament. Fay will play a little catch here with Weans. And on the right side, they'll get it to Brandon Meyer. Meyer lets traffic clear a little bit. He'll dribble up against Ketter, who checked in a little bit ago. Ketter knocks the ball loose at the turnover, and with it now is Hang. Hang will drive for the Knights. That floater is well short. Ripped out of there by Brandon Meyer for GICC and into the hands of Turner Fay. Fay will drive all the way down. He is fouled before he can put up the shot on the baseline. So GICC will inbound it after the first team foul whistled against the Knights. Check it, that's their second team foul. First personal foul on Hang. Inbound in the corner, dribbling through with it is Fay. He's in a little bit of trouble. They get it out for Myers. Myers now has it, gives it out for Seth Wardeen. Wardeen facing a little 2-3 zone here for the Knights. And they'll just get the ball back out here for Casey Weans. Weans has his dribble, and will get it off right side for Fay. Off of the screen left side, they give it for Weans in the baseline. Now at the elbow, they get it to Wardeen. Wardeen kicks it out. Long three up and good for Turner Fay. You pass around that zone, and you'll get an open look if you're patient enough. And Turner Fay got the look, and he hit the shot. It's a one-point ball game here. 6-5, Knights with the lead and the ball. Ketter has it, kicks right wing for Sale, and we've got a little hold. Whistled on the Knights. Offensive foul on the Knights. And Ewing asked, what did I do? And the official more than happy to explain it. He hooked him. And we got a timeout. Nope, check it. I thought we were going to make a timeout. It's just that Eric Ortiz is going to check in here for GICC. And he's going to inbound the basketball. Ortiz will toss the ball in here for Seth Wardeen. And back to Turner Fay. as Fay. He hasn't quite brought it across the timeline yet. Now he does. They're going to try to trap him there, but Fay dribbles through it, takes it, flips it in underneath. Layup is good. Brandon Meyer. Nice job dribbling there by Turner Fay, and after Fay broke the press with the dribble, he was able to get the ball to Meyer for an easy bucket. They made him pay. A lot passed down low. It is knocked away by Eric Ortiz, who gave up about 8 inches on the entry pass. The guy catching the pass, Turner Fay, from the free throw line, will now lob it in the corner. With it is Ortiz, and he'll kick the ball right back out here for Meyer. And we got a foul away from the ball. And that one, I think, is going to go on Grand Island Central Catholic. Going to be Tyler O'Connor who's whistled for the block. So 3:34 to go here, first quarter. Crusaders have their first lead of the game at 7-6. And the Knights will bring it in the offensive zone. Ben Rouse dribbles on that baseline, dribbles behind the back. They try to double team the ball. He's used up his dribble. Rouse, bad pass, stolen away. Ortiz has it. Ortiz has his pocket picked. It goes over to Ketter. We swap turnovers, and now the Knights are trying to run with it. They get it to Hang. Hang cutting up here is going to be Sale. Sale lost the ball. Coming up with it is Ortiz, and now they're going to slow it down. Fay has it here for Grand Island Central Catholic. On the left wing, he'll give it for Wardine. Wardine's looking down low, gives it between the circles for Meyer. Meyer gives it. Here's Fay. Spotting the three and hitting the three. Turner Fay, second three-pointer of the quarter, and now the Knights are going to run back at him. Rouse, he'll fire the three. That rims in and out, pulled down by Meyer, and Meyer is fouled as he got the ball up ahead to Turner Fay. I think it was actually Fay as they kind of screened off for each other and handed the ball off. I think it was Fay that was fouled. That doesn't matter because it's not going to be a shooting situation here at all. Crusaders, nice little run here. They now lead it 10-6. And the foul whistled on Ben Rouse. That is his first. So Grand Island Central Catholic will inbound it. Seth Wardine will just toss it in here for Turner Fay. And Turner Fay off of a screen gets the ball to Seth Wardine. Seth Wardine looking for a backdoor cutter. Wardine has the dribble. It's loose but picked up by a hustling Eric Ortiz. Ortiz has been Johnny on the spot a couple of times here in the first quarter. Still has his dribble. Now he's looking to pass it back out and gives it to Turner Fay. Fay off of a little screen, dribbles behind his back, kicks it out for Ortiz. Ortiz well between the circles, well behind the three-point arc. He'll get the ball out for Turner Fay. Fay will fire a long three. It is no good. And pulled down in the corner by Jaron Hang. Long pass up ahead now on the baseline. Ketter has it. Ketter lost it. He'll shoot and is fouled, and it almost went in as he got the defender in the air. Great ball control there by Ketter. I thought he was going to lose the ball, but instead he was able to control it well enough to even go with a little ball fake and cause the foul here. So Ketter will shoot two after the foul whistled on Michael Hudek. So the free throw, line drive, skims over the top of the rim and in for Ketter. So now the Crusaders lead it 10-7, minute 57 to go. And into the game for the Navy Blue and Columbia Blue, Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders checking in. Here's Brandon Meyer. Second free throw by Ketter, rolls around, uses the whole rim, and goes in. Good shooter's touch there as Fay will face a little bit of pressure, and he'll kick the ball in the middle of the court for Seth Wardine back to Fay. Fay's pass is loose and picked up here by Wardine. He'll kick it to Ortiz, back to Wardine. Left side, looking inside now is Meyer. Meyer will give it between the circles for Seth Wardine. Knights going with a little 1-3-1 zone here. And they get the ball back out for Meyer. Meyer kicks right side for O'Connor. O'Connor out for Fay. And actually, now they switch down a bit. They're going man-to-man, sagging in a couple of spots. Turner Fay with the dribble. Lost the ball. Comes up with it. Bounce pass on the baseline for O'Connor. And O'Connor is going to dribble around with a minute 10 to go here in the quarter. Get the ball back to Wardine. Grand Island Central Catholic being very patient right now, but not getting a good look. Right side driving is Wardine. Kicks it out to Ortiz. 15-foot jumper off glass. Good. They were patient, and they got a good look out of it. And Eric Ortiz hit a 15-foot shot off glass and a 4-point Crusader lead. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Dribbling is Kelby Shale. Sale drives in, shots no good. Ortiz hustling in the corner, comes up with a rebound that was tipped. Shortest guy on the court comes up with a rebound here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Faye has it between the circles, has his heels at the jump circle, if that gives you an idea where he's at. He'll kick it off on the right side for Brandon Meyer. Meyer gives it right back out for Turner Faye. Out for Wardine. Wardine, five-second count going on. He'll restart the five-second clout with his dribble. Now he'll hold it, gives it to Faye. 11 seconds to go in the quarter, and here comes Grand Island Central Catholic setting something up. Wardine has it, 5 seconds left. Gives it on the left elbow to Meyer. Meyer gives it to Turner Faye. Faye at the buzzer. That's a covered three. It's no good. And so we've got one quarter in the books, and Grand Island Central Catholic has a four-point lead. They lead it 12-8 over Norfolk Catholic. The second quarter, right after this.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver. We sell for less.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Well, busy day of basketball here at the Pershing Center and in the capital city of Lincoln, and also right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. This is our second of three quarterfinal games today at 6:50, Ravenna and Sutton in Class C2 right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Michael Hudick got the ball in the lane and then kicks it back out, and Brandon Meyer hits the shot up and in. So GICC extends the lead out to six. So Ewing gets it, and we got a whistle away from the ball. And a little bit of something-something going on between Grand Island Central Catholic's Michael Hudick and Ethan Grozek. They exchanged friendly nudges, shall we say. And right now out of the game is going to be Hudick for Grand Island Central Catholic. I don't know if it's related to that at all. Rouse has the dribble off of a screen. The foul, by the way, on Hudick, that was his second. So with the dribble, here is Rouse. Rouse picked up defensively by Seth Bourdain. Great pressure put on the ball. And falling out of bounds was Norfolk Catholic. They turned it over on the run as Weens. Weens shot, no good. Offensive rebound. Turner Faye's got eight in the game as he runs the floor and puts up the shot. And then the Knights turn it over. A little double dribble. Rouse thought about passing the ball, put his second hand on it, and then continued his dribble. So a turnover on Norfolk Catholic, and right now an eight-point lead here for the Crusaders. Six turnovers in the first quarter for Norfolk Catholic. I think only had three against Grand Island Central Catholic. So that's one of the advantages for GICC and one reason why they're up by eight. And we got a foul on the drive. Well, before the drive, Seth Wardine was held on that right side. He drove in hard for the same reason Norfolk Catholic committed the foul. Wardine had better position. So GICC will inbound on the baseline. Turner Faye tosses it in. Well covered to Seth Wardine, and Wardine will dribble through the pressure here for Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic pressuring the ball well, but GICC is handling it well. Backdoor cut, driving is Wardine. Wardine's layup is no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Jaron Hang here for Norfolk Catholic. They almost backdoored him. Brozek now has it. Dishes out for Ketter. Ketter, three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Weens for GICC. And the Crusaders on the run here a little bit. Turner Faye has it. Will drive. Is bumped hard. Hit the shot, but the foul came well before the shot. He was bumped. Moved about 6 feet to his right. Still flew in the air. Hit the shot. In the NBA, that would be continuation. You don't get it here at Pershing. Five fouls now whistled as a team against Norfolk Catholic. And the Crusaders will inbound it. O'Connor to toss it in. Backdoor cut, and Meyer lays it up and in. Brandon Meyer, 8 in the game, and a 10-point Crusader lead. Rozek has it. Now gives it right wing here for Ketter. Ketter, between the circles, gets it to Sale. Sale with the dribble. Hang with a little elbow throw as he dribbles through there, and then they get it off here for Sale. They'll drive. Shot's no good. Rebound to Seth Wardine. Norfolk Catholic has not had a good look at the basket. Last three trips down. Here Fay will fire the long deuce. It's no good. And Ketter with the rebound kicks it up ahead to Hang here for Norfolk Catholic. He's got it on the baseline. Now back out for Kelby Sale. And around the perimeter we go. Sale has it. Top of the key. He'll kick on the right side. Entry pass down low for Brozek, and Brozek will score. First points of the second quarter here for Norfolk Catholic. And they cut the lead down to 8. 5:30 to go here before halftime. Right wing with the basketball is Seth Wardine. Wardine bounce pass in the corner for Turner Fay. Check that. It's not Fay, but Brandon Meyer, rather. Meyer, 15-foot jumper, rolls around and no good. Brozek with the rebound. And up ahead we go. Hang looked uncomfortable shooting the three. It's no good. And the rebound is tipped all the way out to Ethan Brozek between the circles. He'll give it to Ketter. Ketter on the right wing here for Sale. Sale, entry pass, stolen away. Good defense there by Brandon Meyer. And Meyer will just hand the ball to Turner Fay, who slowly walks it into the offensive zone. Dribbling, taking time off the clock. Weans, he'll get it off here for O'Connor. O'Connor, again, very patient here. They get it to Fay. Fay, left wing, pull-up jumper by Weans. Bounces around, no good. Brozek with the rebound. And now Norfolk Catholic wants to run here a little bit. They have not gotten a good look at the basket much at all here in the second quarter. Rozek has it, backing in, and he walked with it, or is it a foul? That's a walk. And by foul, I wasn't sure if they were going to call the player control foul because he moved his feet and actually threw an elbow as he was going back. So Rozek turns the ball over here for Norfolk Catholic with 4:26 to go. GICC, both these two teams playing pretty good defense, but I think Grand Island Central Catholic has been more patient on the offensive end and therefore has had better looks at the basket. Turner Fay faces a little double team, gets it out to Weans. Weans has it between the circles. Left wing, they get it. In the hands of Fay. Back out here to Weans. Weans almost has his pocket pick, but still has the dribble. Drives the lane, little floater, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Ewing. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic, a good look at the basket. They essentially got a layup out of it, and they couldn't hit it. And we're going to have a foul whistled on GICC. Weans trying to make the steal. Did knock the ball off the leg of hanging out of bounds, but they're going to say he hit the arm as he sweeped at it. Checking in here for the Crusaders is going to be Seth Wardine. So right in front of us, Norfolk Catholic's going to inbound it, Jaron Hang, and he'll just toss the ball in here for Ben Rouse. Midway through the second quarter, 18-10, GICC with the lead. Driving here is Ewing, and Ewing lays it up and in. He went in, they cleared out the lane for him, essentially, and he drove in with that left-handed shot and laid it up. They into the offensive zone, they're going to try to double-team him. He'll lob it off right side, throw it down low. Pass is tipped, stolen away by Norfolk Catholic. Up ahead to Sale, who lays it up and in. Norfolk Catholic, about a 70-foot pass. And now a timeout for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Knights have cut the lead down to 4. It's 18-14. GICC with the timeout. They've got the lead and the basketball, and we come back after this.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
The BioLodge Leader Sale is on now at Master Stylists. Plus, during March, shop Master Stylist products and register to win a 22-inch flat-screen TV. Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd Street in downtown Grand Island.
Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Well, unofficially in the first quarter, Norfolk Catholic was 3 of 6 from the field, and Grand Island Central Catholic 5 of 9 from the field. 4 turnovers for GICC, 6 for Norfolk Catholic. And Norfolk Catholic 2 for 2 from the free throw line. GICC has yet to make it to the line here in the game. Wardine has it in the offensive zone. Kicks it in the left side for Eric Ortiz as they break the press. They kick it out for Fay. Fay will drive. Dish with it is Meyer. And Meyer will back in. Backdoor cut for Fay. Fay has to save it, but right to Ortiz, who hits a long two. Nice save by Fay, who got it right to Eric Ortiz, top of the key. And now here comes Norfolk Catholic answering back. Kettner will drive the Kettner will drive the baseline, and he tries a reverse layup, but he's fouled. So he'll shoot two. Pace of the game has picked up appreciably. 20 total points in the first quarter, and we've hit 14 here in the early stages of the second. Kettner will go shoot two after the foul whistled on O'Connor. That's his second on O'Connor. Free throw by Kettner is good. He is 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Kind of an old joke that whenever we say somebody's perfect at the line, they miss. Kettner is perfect at the line. He misses. I don't know what the power I have. And the rebound is taken out of there by Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor will get it off for Wardine. Wardine, great pressure put on the ball, but he's able to get the ball out ahead to Meyer. Meyer, they double-team him. They kick it out for Fay. He's well behind the three-point line, so they'll just work it back around the perimeter with 2:28 to go here before halftime. Fay off a little screen, well behind the three-point arc. They try to double-team him. He dribbles through it in a little trouble, kicks it out for Ortiz. They'll spin it back around the perimeter on the baseline. There's Meyer, long jumper, no good. They moved the ball well but didn't get the shot. Brozek will drive, kick out here for Kettner. Kettner trying to get it out to the trail guy. That's Rouse. Rouse back out. Here's an open look for Ewing. It is short, and the rebound out to Turner Fay. GICC does not have numbers, but Fay gets past a couple of defenders and hits the three. They went for the steal, and then Turner Fay found himself open from behind the arc on the dribble, and he rattles it in. 8-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders with the lead. Knights with the basketball. On the right side, Kettner has it. Kettner in the lane, giving it for Ewing. Ewing kicks in the corner. Jumper is good. Three-pointer for Jaron Hang. So Hang answers that three-pointer that Fay hit just a little bit ago. And now Fay with the dribble on that right side. Pass is tipped over for Wardine. They trap it there, but it goes off the legs of one of the Knights and out of bounds. Minute 14 to go before halftime. Crusaders 23, Knights 18. Here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Randy Bushcutter with you here from the Pershing Center. Glad you could join us for state quarterfinal action here in Class C1. O'Connor, right side, shot no good. And the rebound taken out there by Brozek. Brozek up ahead. Quick three-pointer here by the Knights. That will not fall. On the run after the rebound is Turner Fay. Fay with the rebound, gets it to a cutter, and the layup is up and good. Running the floor was Tyler O'Connor, and O'Connor got the layup. Lead is back out to 7 in the final minute of the second quarter here. Right corner, Hang has it. He's facing a little pressure by Wardine. Wardine shuts him off on the baseline, but Hang still has his dribble, and they'll give it out for Rouse, who's going to direct traffic a little bit. 30 seconds left here, and they'll give it off for Kettner. Kettner pass. Knocked away by Meyer, went out of bounds, last touch by Meyer. So Grand Island Central Catholic last to touch it, so the Knights will inbound it at the end of the Crusader bench. Ewing to inbound here for the Knights, and they'll get it to Rouse. 25 seconds left between the circles, they get it to Sale. And back around the perimeter we go here. Sale will fake the throw and then hits the three. Got the defense to move. He was about a step behind the three-point arc. Got the defense to move with the ball fake and then hit the three-pointer. 7 seconds left. Directing traffic, Turner Fay. Fay gets the screen. Fires the 30-footer. 1 second left. Tip at the buzzer. No good. Your score at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic 25, Norfolk Catholic 21. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Huggins has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Huggins has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Auditorium here at our capital city of Lincoln as we're in Class C1. Grand Island Central Catholic at intermission has the lead over Norfolk Catholic 25-11. 25-21. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the individual numbers here for Grand Island Central Catholic, leading the way for them. Turner Fay, he's got 11 points here at the break, including 3 three-pointers. He's the only player in double figures for either team. So Fay with 11, 8 for Brandon Meyer, 4 for Eric Ortiz off the bench, and Tyler O'Connor also with 2 points off the bench. Grand Island Central Catholic led after one quarter, 12-8, and they lead it here at the break, 25-21. For Norfolk Catholic, leading the way for them is Kelby Sale. He's got 5 points here at the break. Correct me, made a little mathematical error there. 2 plus 3 is 5. So he's got 5 points. He is not the leading scorer. That is Benjamin Ewing. Ewing has 6 points here at the break. Ewing has 6. Sale has 5. 4 for Ethan Brozek. Jaron Hang with 3. And Austin Ketter, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has 3 points here at intermission. Norfolk Catholic had a fairly nice early lead in the ball game, but then Grand Island Central Catholic, once they took the lead, they have not relinquished it. They lead it here at intermission, 25-21. Let's get you caught up with everything that's happened today here in Lincoln at the boys' state basketball tournament, as we have finals in every class and some semifinals all set and ready to go. In Class C1, which is the class we're listening to right now, it was Shadron earlier today. No problem with Wilbur Claytonia, 41-32. The game really wasn't that close. Minden in a tough tussle with Falls City. They win it. The Whippets win it 46-41. So a nice win there for the Whippets. And we will have coverage of those games for you tomorrow on our network of stations. Once again, Shadron and Minden tomorrow at 9. That will be followed by St. Cecilia taking the winner of this game on. St. Cecilia, very impressive, 80-44 winners over Takema Herman, acing St. Cecilia, two-time defending state champions and the top seed in the 2010 tournament. Norfolk Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, the winner of this game will be taking on St. Cecilia. In Class A, one final in the book, Norfolk High, rather, with a 69-44 win over Grand Island. So you got the two Catholic schools from Grand Island and Norfolk getting together, and the two public schools getting together as well. And so far, Norfolk has won the first matchup, 69-44 over Grand Island. But here in the second matchup, the parochial school bracket, if you will, it is Grand Island Central Catholic 25-21 at intermission. So one final, Norfolk in Class A. They had a comfortable win. In Class B, South Sioux City, 67-55 winners over Sydney. They'll take on Ralston in the semifinals tomorrow. The Rams end the season for Adams Central with a 54-42 win. 12-point loss for the Patriots. They end their season at 20-4 on the year. In Class C2, the top seed has made it to the semifinals. Axtell, 73-45 winners over Dundee County Stratton. In Class D1, the one seed is alive as well. Freeman over Sandhills Thredford, 54-43. They'll be taking on Emerson Hubbard, who was a 56-39 winner over Humphrey. And Overton came from behind, but then won comfortably. Overton with the win over Randolph, 55-45. And we'll have coverage of those games for you tomorrow right here on our network of stations. We'll talk about that more here in just a little bit. Ewing with the win over Heartland Lutheran as the Red Hornets lose their first trip ever to the state tournament. Ewing with a 58-43 win over Heartland Lutheran. And in overtime, Hay Springs ends the season for Giltner 69-66 in overtime. There's all the finals for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the team numbers, and we'll check what's going on with the games in progress right now. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success. Call Island Supply Welding for the quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. With locations in Grand Island, Columbus, and a new location in Hastings. And online at islandsupplywelding.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, Service Manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Auditorium as right now Grand Island Central Catholic trying to hold off the Norfolk Catholic Knights. It's 25-21, Grand Island Central Catholic with the win. And if Grand Island Central Catholic is able to win today, we will have coverage of the St. Cecilia Grand Island Central Catholic game right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM tomorrow at around 10:40, 10:45 or so. Kind of hoping they can pull that off and have a nice morning of basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We already will have games for you tomorrow on our sister station on ESPN 1460. And a reminder for you that all six state championship games will be on our ESPN stations in Hastings and in Kearney. That's kind of become a tradition here, as we'll have all six state championship games for you on ESPN 1460 in Kearney and 1550 in Hastings. And again, tomorrow, checking the schedule on the AM, Class C1, Minden will be taking on Shadron. That game will be bright and early, 9 o'clock tip-off. Pre-game will start around 8:50 for you tomorrow. And Overton will be in their semifinal beginning at 10:45 a.m. is the game. The pre-game will start around 10:35 or so. And again, both those games in Class C1 and D1, respectively, will be on our sister station on ESPN 1460, as well as St. Cecilia's game on KHAS Radio tomorrow morning as well. Here's some other scores that we have for you at halftime. It's Creighton Prep with a 32-29 lead over Omaha Bryan at halftime in Class A. In Class C2 over at Southeast, it is Fremont Bergen over Hardington Cedar Catholic, 13-8, one quarter's in the book there. And it is St. Francis over Exeter Milligan, 17-8. That's after one quarter of play over at Lincoln Northeast as well. Here at halftime at Pershing, it's Grand Island Central Catholic 25 and Norfolk Catholic 21. We'll check some of the team numbers when we come back right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Here at the Pershing Center, let's check our halftime team statistics for you. Norfolk Catholic, 8 of 15 from the field, shooting 53%. Grand Island Central Catholic with a little bit less than 50% shooting percentage right now. They are 11 of 23 from the field. That's 48%. Rebounding, the edge goes to GICC, 11 to 10. They've also taken care of the basketball much better than what Norfolk Catholic has. The Knights have turned it over 10 times compared to 5 for the Crusaders. 5 steals for Grand Island Central Catholic, only 3 for Norfolk Catholic. At the free throw line, the percentage a little bit better for Norfolk Catholic. They're 2 out of 4. From behind the arc, whereas Grand Island Central Catholic, 3 of 8 from behind the arc. Free throw shooting, well, Grand Island Central Catholic has not been to the line yet. They have yet to attempt a free throw, and Norfolk Catholic hasn't been there a whole lot. They're 3 out of 4, shooting 75% from the field. So once again, 53% shooting for Norfolk Catholic, including 50% from behind the arc. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they're shooting 48% from the field and 38% from behind the arc, and they have a slight advantage in both turnovers and in rebounds for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they have a slim edge on the scoreboard as well. They lead it 25-21, as it will be Norfolk Catholic basketball when we start the second half here in just a few moments. And we do have... Nope, I thought we had some updates. Yes, we do. We got one update for you. It was Archbishop Bergen leading Harrington Cedar Catholic 23-18. That's at halftime in Class C2. And a reminder for you that right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the final game of the day for you here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM will be Ravenna's trip to the state basketball tournament, as they'll be in action coming up here at... I can't find it. They'll be taking on Sutton. That game will start at 7 o'clock. So that will be the next game played, as we'll have a little break after this game before the 7 o'clock game right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Still working to put time back on the clock now. They got it all straightened out. So the Crusaders back on defense, holding on to a 4-point lead. And we thank you for listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Norfolk Catholic has possession of the ball. Sale bringing it in the offensive zone. They just dump it in the corner. Ewing actually is in trouble over there. Knocking the ball loose is Meyer, but back to Ewing, and Ewing will drive and score. Looked like Grand Island Central Catholic was going to force the turnover. Instead, it was an open lane for Benjamin Ewing, who hit the shot, cuts the lead down to 2. So a little bit of a break there for Norfolk Catholic. Weens playing a little catch with Fahey across the timeline here. Fahey has it, and he'll just flip it off right side. Coming through is Weens. He'll kick it in the corner over there for Hudek. He's looking for a backdoor cutter. Ball on the outside. It goes out of bounds. Loose ball. Rouse went up in the air, grabbed it, was able to throw it off the legs of Weens and out of bounds. Nice athletic play there by Rouse. So now the Knights have a chance to take the lead here or tie it. Sale has it off of the screen, takes it on the baseline. Bounce pass through the baseline, out to Hang. His long deuce is no good. Rebound is pulled out of there by Hudek. And we've got a foul, as pretty good hand-to-hand combat is going on over there. That'll be a foul. Actually, it'll be on Hudek. So it will be night ball. Kind of a late foul on the rebound is what it was. So Sale will inbound it here for the Knights. And they'll toss the ball in for Ewing. Ewing kicks in the corner. Thinking about 3 over there is Hang. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Rouse has it. Now on that right side, hang. Fay doesn't want him to pull out the shot, so he puts pretty good pressure on. Backdoor cut for Ewing. Ewing's shot is blocked by Meyer, and somehow Norfolk Catholic maintains the possession. Rouse has it between the circles. Great hustle in the corner over there for Brozek. As Brozek came up with it, now backing in is Hang. Hang drives, loses the ball, and it's Grand Island Central Catholic on the run with it. Weens has it, gets it up ahead. Fay, long deuce, it's good. Had his foot on the line. So Fay hits the shot and pushes that lead back out to four. Rouse facing pressure. Nice pass on the baseline. Brozek has it. Reverse layup, good. He's got six in the game. Wardine will get the ball back out here for Turner Fay. Fay standing on the logo for Pershing Auditorium. Will make the pass on the right side for Wardine. Wardine with the dribble. Left side calling for the ball is Weens. He wanted to fire off the shot. It was a good look, but it rims out. And Ewing pulls down the rebound. Ewing gives it up ahead here for Hang. Hang on the baseline. They get it off for Sale. He kicks it back out. Now Sale gets it on the right side. Lobs it down low. Meyer fighting for the ball. It goes out of bounds. No, they save it. And up ahead for Grand Island Central Catholic. Fay will drive. Shot no good. And a foul on the rebound. Running the floor, snagging the bound with Seth Wardine. And Wardine knocked to the ground. Brozek whistled for the foul. But that's on the rebound, so Grand Island Central Catholic will have to inbound it underneath their own hoop here. They lead by two, 27-24, 5-24, 27-25. And a three-pointer off the inbounds, good. Casey Weens drains the three in the corner off the inbounds, and quickly, here's Ketter driving the baseline for Norfolk Catholic. Boy, two quick passes, and they got up court very quick, and now a quick foul whistled on the night. Trying to get the ball back was Sale, and they've got the foul. So it's the Crusaders now up by three, 30-27. And inbound it will be Wardine. The foul on Sale, that is his second. So Weens in the offensive zone. Bounce pass between the circles for Fay. He has it near midcourt. Off of the screen, Fay will take it to the elbow. Dumps it right back out here for Meyer. Around the perimeter we go. Jumper right side by Wardine. And it's good. Actually, it's Weens who hit the jumper. So Weens snuck back to the same spot he hit that shot earlier. And he drains two straight threes. And it's a six-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Sale dribbles left side. Dangerous pass, but making the catch is going to be Ketter. Ketter, as they swing it around the perimeter, gives it now right side for Hang. Hang off the screen, gets it out for Ketter. Back around the perimeter we go. Sale has it, enters it in the lane. Shot good, and a foul. Brozek posted up as they were just swinging the ball around the perimeter. Brozek got the ball, went strong to the rack as soon as he caught it. Hit on the arm. And he'll try to finish off a three-point play. The foul whistled on Tyler O'Connor. That's his third. Free throw. Up and good. So Brozek finishes off a three-point play. He's got 5 points in the quarter. He only had 4 points the entire first half. 4:26 to go here in the third quarter. It's a three-point Crusader lead. They have led since the early stages. They double-teamed. He's able to get the ball back out for O'Connor. O'Connor now, they try to double-team him and do. He's in some trouble. And they get the ball off on the left side. Driving is Meyer. Meyer shot in the lane, and he's fouled. Boy, he found just this little seam, drove through there, and he was fouled from behind. And so Brandon Meyer will shoot two. So Ewing whistled for the foul here. And a couple of shots coming up for Brandon Meyer. Meyer, 10 points in the game. These are the first free throws for Grand Island Central Catholic, and it's no good. So their free throw shooting percentage still remains zero after their first attempt. And Grand Island Central Catholic has just passed the ball around. They've been very patient. They passed the ball around the perimeter. Just haven't really penetrated enough to get to the free throw line. Free throw is no good. So they're 0 for 2 from the line. And quickly comes Norfolk Catholic. Heng has it from the elbow. We'll flip the ball back out here for Rouse. Norfolk Catholic really wants to set up their offense quickly. Ketter gives it off. Driving baseline. Bounce pass through the lane to Heng. Heng kicks it back around the perimeter. Calling for the ball is Ewing underneath. They kick it out, and the three is good. Three-pointer for Jaron Heng. They looked inside and then found Heng open in the corner, and we're tied at 33. 3:33 to go here in the third. Driving, Wardine. He is shut off. He'll kick the ball back out for Fay. Fay gets it in the corner. Three-pointer, no good for Weens. Rebound, pass up ahead. Bucket's good. Great pass by Turner Fay to set up Brandon Meyer. Two-point lead for the Crusaders. They answer the bell here. Rouse gets it in the corner. And you can hear the chants for the Grand Island Central Catholic fans. They are definitely in the ballgame now. Right side, Ewing will drive a little jump stop. He's in trouble, but now the pressure clears. He gets it to Rouse. Rouse pass through the lane and off the hands of Michael Steffensmeyer. Turnover, Norfolk Catholic. Crusaders will have the basketball and try to pad their two-point lead. And that's been a hallmark of Grand Island Central Catholic much of the year. You might knock them down, but they tend to get right back up. Turner Fay will direct traffic and slowly bring it into the offensive zone. Left wing, they'll give it to Meyer. Meyer double-teamed, gets it to Fay. They've got numbers as they break the press now, and Fay hits the jumper. 15 in the game for Turner Fay. Norfolk Catholic running right back at him. Ketter has it in the corner. Good pressure put on the ball. They get it to Ewing, and Ewing is fouled on the drive in. A little hand check foul whistle here on the Crusaders, and we can catch our breath with 2:29 to go here in the third quarter. Crusaders 37, Knights 33. Meyer's whistle for the foul. So Sale will inbound it, and open on the inbounds was Rouse. Rouse didn't want to shoot from the free throw line. Now driving is Sale. Sale shot no good. Rebound by Ewing. Ewing in the lane. Shot won't fall, and now a foul on the rebound on Grand Island Central Catholic. Nobody boxed out Benjamin Ewing, and Ewing was able to keep the ball alive even though he was behind the Crusader, because I don't think anybody boxed him out. And as a result, Ewing is going to go line and shoot two after the foul on Brandon Ewing. Check that, on Brandon Meyer. Benjamin Ewing at the free throw line, and he hits the free throw. He's got 9 in the game. And a three-point Crusader lead here. Knights trying to cut into it, and they do with the free throw by Benjamin Ewing. 37-35, 2:15 to go, third quarter. Crusaders in the offensive zone. They try to trap right in front of us. Weens is able to give it to Turner Fay. Fay in the lane, lost the ball, got it back. Will flip it as he's falling down. Shot's no good. And the rebound by Ethan Brozek. Brozek gives it up on that right side. Dribbling is Sale. Sale gives it left wing for Brozek. He drives and scores. Brozek, 7 points in the quarter, and we're tied at 37 once again. And we'll see if Grand Island Central Catholic can answer the bell again. Turner Fay with the dribble. Right in front of us, breaking it down against Sale. He lost the ball, and it's pulled out of there by Ewing. Turnover for Grand Island Central Catholic. And here come the Knights. Pass up ahead. Brozek underneath is fouled. Long 50-foot pass right underneath the basket. Brozek with a great catch, but a little bit too far underneath the basket. Was able to kind of reach up, flip it up, and was hit on the arm, so he'll go to the line. So Brozek makes something out of nothing there. Off of that quick pass. Wardine, by the way, that's his first personal foul. 5 team fouls now against the Crusaders. So free throw up and good for Brozek. First lead since the early stage of the game here for Norfolk Catholic. They lead at 38-37. Second free throw for the Knights, up and good. They have outscored Grand Island Central Catholic by 8 from the free throw line. Crusaders have been there only once, as they have not done a lot of penetrating. Turner Fay gets it in the corner. Quick jumper by Weens. Rolls around and good. Casey Weens, long deuce. He's got 8 points in the game, 8 points in the quarter. Sale has it. Back out for Brozek. Brozek will drive contact, and there is a foul before the shot. Got a little hold in underneath. I think that's going to be on Wardine. Yes, it is. That is his second. And we got a timeout for Grand Island Central Catholic. We're tied at 39. Minute one to go in the third. The Knights of Norfolk Catholic and the GICC Crusaders are deadlocked. We're back after this.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. As a great one, I love Class C1 basketball. I think year in and year out, this is the most balanced class in the state, and certainly it's the case here between the fourth seed of Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders and the number five seed Norfolk Catholic. We are deadlocked at 39. Knights have the basketball. Kelby Sale gives it off on that right side for Ewing. Ewing gets it inside, and there's going to be a push as Brozek was coming through. A little flex play there, and they hit him as they come through, and that'll be a foul. Be a one and one. That's a 17 foul here on Grand Island Central Catholic. The foul on Brandon Meyer, that is his third. 49.6 to go here in quarter number three. Beginning to have some foul issues here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Meyer's got three. Weens with a couple. Wardine with a couple. Brozek hits the free throw. So he hits the front end of the one and one. That'll earn him a bonus. Ketter is going to check in here for the Knights. Coming in for Kelby Sale. Knights are going to make one more substitution here with Michael Steffensmeyer. All right, now they hand the ball to Ethan Brozek. And Brozek's free throw is short. Rebound to the Crusaders. Snagging the bound was O'Connor. And O'Connor will give it to Turner Fay. And Fay slowly works the ball in the offensive zone. He'll direct traffic a little bit. Kicks left side for Wardine. Wardine still has the dribble. He's still alive with it. 31 seconds to go. Eric Ortiz picks up his dribble. Now on the right side, they'll get the ball to Weens. Weens will weave it back out to Turner Fay. 20 seconds to go. Fay will give it to Seth Wardine. Back to Fay. 17 seconds left. 5-second count is off as the defender backs off a little bit. Now it restarts. Turner Fay with the dribble. 9 seconds. He still has it. They reset the 5-second count. Kick it in the corner left side. Driving up here is Weens. 2 seconds. Jumper, no good. Rebound to Rouse. He'll shoot it from three-quarter court. Would not have counted had it gone. The Knights have come all the way back. They lead it by one to lead the fourth quarter. We'll be heading to the fourth quarter with our score. Norfolk Catholic 40, Grand Island Central Catholic 39. Back after this.
The Biolage Leader Sale is on now at Master Stylists. Plus, during March, shop Master Stylist products and register to win a 22-inch flat-screen TV. Master Stylist Salon, 114 West 3rd Street in downtown Grand Island. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Well, we got a ways to go here, but we had a good trip coming in because we got here tonight courtesy of an 08 Chevy Malibu from Midway Buick Chevy Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Bet Midway has one waiting for you, too. See Midway for your next ride. Log on to thinkmidway.com. And I want to say thanks to them for providing us with the ride to the game. We had an 09 that we rode last week, 08 this week. Those are nice cars, very smooth. And they've got a great selection of used cars, new cars at Midway Chevrolet Chrysler Dodge. Little stoppage of the action here. They're double-checking, I think, who's supposed to have the ball or who's supposed to be in the game. I'm not sure which. I think we're talking about a substitution issue here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Tyler O'Connor was on the bench, and I think he's going to have to be in the game. Let's see if anybody checked in. I certainly hope we're not in a situation where somebody would get a technical. Hate to have something like that happen in a tight ball game here as Norfolk Catholic leads at 40-39. So they want to make sure that someone doesn't get a technical, I think, is what we're dealing with. Because nothing's happened yet. Nobody's had a rules violation because we haven't started the quarter just yet. So checking back in the game is going to be Eric Ortiz as well. In that third quarter, Grand Island Central Catholic 6 out of 10 shooting the basketball, but Norfolk Catholic shot even better. They were 6 of 9. Six rebounds from Norfolk Catholic in the quarter compared to 3 for GICC. And so also that free throw line, 6 out of 7 so far in the game from the free throw line from Norfolk Catholic, and GICC is 0 for 2. Tight ball game with the statistics, tight ball game on the scoreboard. It is Crusader basketball as Faye will bring in the offensive zone. They give it right side here for Casey Weens. Weens gets it out to Faye. He'll fire the three, back of the heel, no good. And Hang comes up with a rebound. Up ahead quickly, they give it to Sale. Sale is shut off there by Casey Weens, and they trap him in the corner, and we got a timeout here for Norfolk Catholic. Shane Anderson was afraid that his team was going to turn the ball over, so the head coach of the Knights calls the timeout. We'll take it with him. It's still a one-point game. 7:39 to go here in the fourth. We're back after this.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services, too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
Huggins has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Huggins has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Ben Rouse will inbound it at the end of the Knights bench. They find an open guy underneath and can't connect with him. Ewing was wide open underneath, and Rouse and Ewing look at each other like, well, that didn't work. Right now they're kind of pointing fingers at each other, and that's probably not a good sign. Knights with a one-point lead, but the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders have the basketball. Wardeen has it between the circles. They'll get a little screen, get the ball to Turner Fay. They kind of clear the court for Fay, but they'll give it off here to Wardeen, and they'll give it off right side for Meyer. Meyer looking and finds Fay on that right side. Picked up by Sale. Pass on the inside, and a foul. The shot's going to fall. Seth Wardeen, great ball fake. Got the defender in the air, and now a chance for a three-point play. Wardeen's been relatively quiet up to this point. He's played great defense, and that's been relatively quiet, but he has played great D, and now he has a chance for the three-point play. The free throw is up and good. So Wardeen has the first 3 points of the fourth quarter for either team. A nice play there by Wardeen to get things going. Dribbling here is Rouse. Rouse is going to flip it back off for Sale. Sale looking for a cutter in underneath. Good job of moving in, posting up, but the jumper's good by Ewing. Krozik was posting up, wanted the ball, but Ewing hit a 15-foot jumper instead. Off the screen, Fay has it. Kicks it right back out here for Meyer. Around the perimeter we go to Weens. tied at 42. On the baseline is Fay. Fay, little floater, rolls around, hangs on the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out by the Crusaders, but Rouse is able to come up with it. Sales got it, and he'll bounce past the left side. Off the screen, in trouble was Rouse, but he's able to connect with Sale. Sale gets it on the baseline for Brozek. Brozek, about 18 feet away, doesn't really have much to do with the ball there. Ewing will drive the baseline, and there's going to be a push whistled on Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be a Michael Hudek. Tied at 42, 6:14 to go here, fourth quarter. So Ewing will shoot a one-and-one here. He's got 12 in the game, does Ewing. Bends his knees, rattles it out. It doesn't fall, and it's O'Connor who snags the rebound. Up ahead we go here to Meyer. Meyer flips it right back out for Turner Fay. 6 minutes to go, tied at 42. Right wing, basketball in the hands of Weens. Weens gets it back out for Wardine. Over to Meyer. Little screen there by Howdick. Driving the lane, Meyer. Meyer gave it away. Gets it back now. They'll give it off here left side for Weens. Again, patient on offense here is Grand Island Central Catholic. Driving is Weens as he got the defender in the air. Jumper's no good. Tipping around. And the ball's coming right in front of us. And it is last touch by Grand Island Central Catholic. Tyler O'Connor ran out of room. And the Knights will inbound it. Wasn't for lack of effort. I kind of had my face full of basketball player there for just a little second. If it hits me, it's pretty soft. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty soft. Rouse has the basketball. Top of the key. No look pass on the baseline. Driving to Sale. Shot is good. So a two-point night lead here with 5:12 to go. Fay in the offensive zone. Drives the lane. Little floater, bouncing around, no good. Rebound, O'Connor or not, it goes out of bounds. Ripped away by the Knights, so it will be Crusader basketball. Checking in here for Norfolk Catholic, going to be Austin Ketter. 5:01 to go, fourth quarter. Good one brewing here. Norfolk Catholic 44, Grand Island Central Catholic 42. The inbounds for Turner Fay. Fay has it. Ketter's on him. Off the screen, Fay will dribble. Takes it all the way down the baseline. They switch on the screen there. Ewing has it. And driving through there is Fay. Fay thought it was a mismatch, and it must have been because he ties it at 44. 17 in the game for Turner Fay. And we got a foul whistled on GICC. They entered it about 18 feet away, posting up 18 feet away was Ewing, and then Ewing was fouled. I think that's going to be on O'Connor. So free throws coming up here for Ewing. This will be a 1-1. Last 1-1 of the game here for Norfolk Catholic. That's 9 team fouls whistled on GICC, and the free throw by Ewing is good. He's got 13 in the game. And O'Connor has 4 fouls for Grand Island Central Catholic, 3 on Brandon Myers. So some foul trouble for head coach Bill Gavers and the Crusaders. Second free throw by Ewing is good. Turner Fay into the offensive zone. 4.5 minutes to go here. Down by 2. He's got the basketball now in the hands of Meyer. Meyer off the screen. Back to Fay. Check it back to Wardine. Wardine now will hand it to Fay. Fay takes on the baseline. A little touch foul. And an interesting look on the face of Jaron Hang. Going, all the stuff that's going on out here, and you're going to call that. Hang with a little check foul. A little hand check. That'll be the 15th foul whistle on Norfolk Catholic. Wardine is going to toss it in here. He'll have to settle for Weens on the baseline, not really open for a shot, and he'll get the ball for Howdick. Howdick back out here for Meyer. Right wing for Wardeen. And now Turner Fay is going to direct traffic. They set a screen for him. He'll step up, fire the three. It is short, and the rebound by Brozek. Brozek has it for Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights have a two-point lead and the basketball midway through the fourth quarter. Ketter has it between the circles. And slapping at the ball over there is going to be Weens. And he's able to knock the ball loose into the hands of Fay. Fay's got the ball, but the Crusaders can't really run with it because the Knights got it back. And timeout for Bill Gabers and Grand Island Central Catholic. Norfolk Catholic, 46. Grand Island Central Catholic, 44. 3:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout GICC. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC. Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
They are in the fourth quarter over at the Devaney Center, where Creighton Prep leads Omaha Bryan 43-42, and a good one brewing here in Class C1. A two-point lead for Norfolk Catholic, 46-44. 3:33 to go in the game. We'll see what GICC has in mind as Fay gets the inbounds. And they'll give it up on the right side. With it is Weens. Weens gives it right back out to Wardeen. Wardeen picks up his dribble. Gives it on the right wing here for Howdick. Howdick has Ewing on him. So they bring the big guys out and get the basketball in the hands of Turner Fay. I think they might clear the court here and see if Fay can drive. Well, instead, he kicks it right back out here for Meyer. Looked like they were clearing it out. They give it out to Weens. Weens on the far wing. Pressure being put on the ball, but Weens has it. Gives it right wing here for Howdick. Howdick has his pocket pick, but right in the hands of Weens. Weens baseline jumper, no good. And they hold it up. Ball's on the ground. GICC tried to call a timeout, but instead it's going to be a held ball. Hand-to-hand combat as the ball was loose in underneath. It's a held ball, and it belongs to Norfolk Catholic. GICC is going to try to pressure the ball to get it in the hands of Ketter. Ketter will give it to Brozek, and Brozek, faced by the pressure by Howdick, Brozek brings it in the offensive zone, has his shot blocked, but a foul. Interesting. Brozek, one of the post players, picked up full court by Howdick, and Howdick commits the foul or not. No, it can't be on Howdick. They're going to say it was on O'Connor. Nope, it was on Howdick. That's his fifth. So Michael Howdick is fouled out of the game with 2:38 to go here. So he's out and to the free throw line will be Ethan Brozek. He is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here, two chances that add to a Norfolk Catholic two-point lead. And it's still the two-point lead. Shot off the back of the iron and no good. 10 team fouls listed on Grand Island Central Catholic compared to 5 for Norfolk Catholic. Free throw rolls around, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Seth Wardeen. So Wardeen ends the possession, and Grand Island Central Catholic has been stuck on 44 for quite some time here. With the dribble is Meyer. Backdoor cut for Fay. Fay shot no good, and then that's going to be a foul whistled on the rebound. Turner Fay with a strong drive, shot wouldn't fall. Brandon Meyer trying to tie up the basketball, instead is going to be whistled for the foul. So we'll walk to the other end of the court, and we'll shoot free throws. And Ewing perfect from the free throw line. And still is, unfortunately. Ewing 5 for 5 from the line, and the Knights now lead at 47-44. 2:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way, and good for Ewing. So for the first time today since the early stages, since about 2 minutes in the game, it's a two-possession lead here for Norfolk Catholic. Fay from the elbow kicks the ball back out here for Meyer. Meyer gave it away. Now he's got it back. Fay's got it on the baseline. Will drive, and they triple-team him, and there's a foul. Turner Fay, they drew the attention to him. He's got 17 in the game. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. Only the third trip to the line here for Grand Island Central Catholic in the game. Brandon Meyer went 0 for 2 earlier. Seth Wardine finished a three-point play, so the Crusaders 1 out of 3 from the line. That phase who you'd like to have be there, and he hits nothing but net. He's got 18 in the game. Makes it a three-point game, 48-45. That's now 16 fouls whistled against the Knights, so the Crusaders are now in the bonus as well. Free throw up and rolls around, no good. Coming out over there with it is Brozek. Brozek facing some pressure, gave it away, now got it back after pulling down the rebound, and they'll give it to the hands of Hang. Hang in the offensive zone, kicks it in the left corner for Sile, and around the perimeter, directing traffic is going to be Rouse. Rouse flips the ball out here for Hang. Minute 37 to go in the basketball game. Three-point lead for Norfolk Catholic, and they've got the ball. And it's stolen away! The steal by Meyer, and Meyer is fouled driving in. Brandon Meyer tipped the ball away, went in, but had a little bit of trouble grabbing the handle, and it probably gave the defense enough time to commit the hard foul. So Meyer will try to answer back here. He is 0 for 2 from the line. He could use him here. The foul whistled on Rouse is his third. The free throw by Meyer, good. He's got 11 in the game. His first points of the fourth quarter. Minute 27 to go in the final stanza. A two-point lead now for the Knights. Crusaders can cut it in half, but they can't. The free throw's no good. And Ewing pulls down the rebound. They get it to Sile. Sile faces a little bit of pressure there by Wardine. And we got a timeout here for Norfolk Catholic. Minute 17 to go as we're embroiled in a tight one. Norfolk Catholic 48, Central Catholic 46. Minute 17 to go. We're back after this.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eakes Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eakes Office Plus, supplying business success. Call Island Supply Welding for the quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. With locations in Grand Island, Columbus, and a new location in Hastings. And online at islandsupplywelding.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Well, minute 17 to go here. 48-46. Norfolk Catholic has a two-point lead and the basketball here. And we'll see if they set up something offensively or if they're expecting to get fouled. We'll see here. Sile has it. Sile with the dribble. And they're trying to knock the ball away from him. Ween's trying to, I think, get Sile to the line. But they get the ball to Ewing. Ewing with the dribble. A little screen over there. As Sile has it. We're inside of 1 minute to go here. And the ball knocked loose by Fay. Turner Fay's got it. Passes it up ahead. Tits tip. The layup. No good, but a foul. Ween's drove in hard. Pass was tipped. And now he'll go line with a chance to tie it from the free throw line. Forcing the turnover, Turner Fay. So 51.6 seconds to go. And Casey Weens will go line and shoot two. Kelby Sile, that is his fourth personal foul. The free throw is up and good. Nine in the game for Casey Weens, all of them here in the second half. Second free throw by Weens to tie it is good. 48-48. Pass up ahead in the hands of Sile. Sile drives. Shot blocked out of bounds. Ball belongs to Norfolk Catholic, but the Crusaders defense holds. 45.3 to go. Both teams are in the bonus. Both teams have timeouts left. Hang to inbound it. Just has to throw it up ahead to Ewing. Ewing gets it. Wardeen with the pressure. Over to Hang. Hang with the dribble well behind the three-point arc. 35 to go in a tie ball game. Off the screen. Dribbling is Hang. Picks up his dribble. Low pressure put on by Faye and a timeout for Norfolk Catholic. 29.9 to go. Tied at 48. The Knights and the Crusaders locked up in a good one. A trip to the state semifinals on the line. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Well, here's the game reset. 10 team fouls on the Crusaders, 8 for Norfolk Catholic. The possession arrow pointing to Grand Island Central Catholic. Both teams have two timeouts left. With 29.2 to go. Knights inbound the basketball. They get it to Ewing. Rouse has it now. He'll give it off on that right wing for Brozek. Ewing has the ball tipped around. Rouse comes up with it. 15 seconds left and another timeout for Norfolk Catholic. They wanted to just milk the clock just a little bit to set up what could be the final play of the game. Timeout, Norfolk Catholic. They took a full timeout. We're only going to take a half a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
Well, perhaps it'll be the second overtime game of the day here in Lincoln. In Class D2, Hay Springs over Giltner, 69-66. In overtime. I think right now, if you're a Crusader fan, you take the overtime. Because that means Norfolk Catholic, who has the basketball with 14.9 to go, didn't get anything done with it. And we'll see if Central Catholic makes this strategy blow up in the Knights' face. If they can steal the inbounds, they would have the advantage. Ewing is going to inbound it on the far sideline over there. Coach Gavers is calling something out. They throw it in the backcourt to Rouse. Rouse brings it up ahead. 10 seconds to go in a tie ball game. Rouse with the dribble. They try to screen. He's used up his dribble. Pass on the baseline. It's caught. Shot is good by Brozek. And timeout for Grand Island Central Catholic. 2.7 to go. And Gavers pointing at the clock. And I think they're going to have a discussion. I think we're going to add to the 2.7, the Knights 50, the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders 48. We have a full timeout left here, and we're going to just take a 30-second break. There'll be more time than 2.7 to go, I'm sure, when we come back after this.
The BioLodge Leader Sale is on now at Master Stylists. Plus, during March, shop Master Stylists products and register to win a 22-inch flat-screen TV. Master Stylists Salon, 114 West 3rd Street in downtown Grand Island. Discover the benefits of your child's education at Grand Island Central Catholic Middle and High Schools. Celebrating 54 years of faith-based education. Find out more at gicentralcatholic.org. Grand Island Central Catholic School.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. And the murmur you hear in the background is this discussion about the time on the clock. 6.7. Oh, they're going to run it down. They originally had 6.7. Well, now they're running the clock. It's clear they're going to run it down. Right now they ran it down to zero. Now, it was 2.7 originally. They put 6.7 up there, and now 6.7 is up there again. And Shane Anderson thinks that that's a lot of time. Now, when they stopped it, there was 2.7 on there. So there's a difference of 4 seconds from where they had it originally and where it's at now. It is 6.7. It is inbounded to Fay. Fay dribbles down the sideline. Fay at the elbow. The three-pointer bounces around. No good. Crusaders got the shot they wanted. They did not get the result they wanted. Your final, Norfolk Catholic 50, Grand Island Central Catholic 48. The three-pointer by Fay at the buzzer, no good. So the Crusaders will not have another rematch with St. Cecilia tomorrow. It will be Norfolk Catholic and St. Cecilia tomorrow for one of the Class C1 semifinals. Great effort today by Grand Island Central Catholic, but their season will come to an end with disappointment here at Pershing Center. Once again, your final, it was Norfolk Catholic 50, Grand Island Central Catholic 48. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island. Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Welcome back here to the Pershing Center. It was a heartbreaking loss here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The fall to Norfolk Catholic, 50-48. They had time to get a good look, drove down the court, got a shot on the top of the key by Turner Fay, but it was no good. And your final score, it was Norfolk Catholic 50 and Grand Island Central Catholic 48. And so it will be the fifth seed that will be taking on top seed at Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, GICC ends their season with a record of 21-5 on the year. Norfolk Catholic advances at 23-2. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Norfolk Catholic. They had a couple of players with 16 points each. Ethan Brozek with those 16. Benjamin Ewing also with 16 points on the night as well. Leading rebounder for Norfolk Catholic was Ethan Brozek with those 16 points. Also had 8 rebounds here in the game. He was a leading rebounder. 5 rebounds as well for Ewing with those 16 points. So their leading scorers were also their leading rebounders here for Norfolk Catholic. 7 points for Kelby Sile, 5 points off the bench for Austin Ketter, and 6 points for Jaron Hang, as Norfolk Catholic now will be taking on Hastings St. Cecilia in the second semifinal of the day tomorrow at the Devaney Center. for Grand Island Central Catholic, leading the way. They had three players in double figures, but leading the way was Turner Fay. Fay finished with 18 points on the game, 11 points for Brandon Meyer, and 10 points, all of them in the second half, for Casey Weens, 3 points for Seth Wardine, 4 for Eric Ortiz, and 2 for Tyler O'Connor. Reminder for you that you're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show, and obviously we're turning our attention now to the spring sports season as the high school winter season is all wrapping up this weekend here in Lincoln. So if you need equipment for whatever spring sport you're into, soccer, or if you're getting ready for baseball or softball, or you're out for track, or any of the other winter sports, you're ready to go golfing, they have a great selection of all the equipment you need to stay warm and look good while you're working outside. And if you're still kind of sticking with some of those indoor sports on rainy days, they have all sorts of running shorts and whatever it is you need to work out in the gym as well. So as you make that transition into the outdoor season, they can fully equip you at Misco Sports downtown on the Bricks. See them before the games begin. We'll take a quick break and recap some more scores, take a look at team numbers, and hopefully be able to talk with a member of the Grand Island Central Catholic coaching staff. We'll do that as we continue our Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
When it comes to grocery shopping, you like choices. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest varieties at prices that'll keep your food budget happy. Choose variety. Choose fresh at Super Saver at 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Super Saver. We sell for less.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Bank of Donovan is a proud sponsor of Cardinal High School sports. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all of your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan, with full-service banks in Hastings and Grand Island also. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If your student is interested in learning to play an instrument for school, band, or orchestra, Ron's Music has a rent-to-own plan that's perfect for the budding musician. Check out Ron's Music at Grand Island for details or online at ronsmusic.com.
And welcome back here to the Pershing Center. A heartbreaking loss here for Grand Island Central Catholic as they fall to Norfolk Catholic, a final of 50-48. And just a well-played basketball game. And St. Cecilia now the only local team that we have in the state C1 semifinals. We kind of thought we might have a nice little rematch in Class C1 between St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic, as GICC did lead throughout most of the first half. But then Norfolk Catholic was able to take the lead, outscoring GICC by 5 in the third quarter and then by another point in the fourth. And they win this one by a final count of 50-48. Other scores that we have for you in our late session here, it was Creighton Prep in the fourth quarter with a nice little spurt as they get past Omaha Bryan, 62-50 in Class A. In Class C2, it was a nice win here for Archbishop Bergen. Fremont Bergen with a 62-59 win over Harrington Cedar Catholic in Class D1. Humphrey St. Francis, not much of a problem over Exeter Milligan, 57-32, the final in that one. So we're moving on to just the last two games of the day in all four high schools, the final evening session. And a reminder for you that we will have coverage of Ravenna coming up for you here in just a little bit, right here on ESPN 1460, as Ravenna will be taking on Sutton at Lincoln Southeast. That game will start around 7 o'clock. Pregame will be around 6:50 right here on ESPN. Right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I forgot what radio station I'm on. That's a sign of a long day. Let's take a look at the final team numbers for you. And Norfolk Catholic shot the ball very well from the field. They were 17 of 28 from the field unofficially, 61% from the field compared to 44% for Grand Island Central Catholic, 22 rebounds for Norfolk Catholic compared to 16 for the Crusaders. 16 turnovers, however, for Norfolk Catholic. That's one reason why GICC had a chance to win it at the buzzer. 16 turnovers for Norfolk Catholic compared to only 7 for GICC. 5 steals for the Knights. 9 steals were pulled in by the Crusaders. 36% shooting from behind the arc for Grand Island Central Catholic. They were 5 of 14 from behind the arc. 3 of 6 from behind the arc for Norfolk Catholic. From the free throw line, this is really one of the bigger stories of the game. Norfolk Catholic, who penetrated quite a bit, they went to the free throw line 18 times. They were 13 of 18 from the free throw line, 72%. Grand Island Central Catholic went to the line only 9 times. They were 5 of 9 from the line, about 56% in the basketball game there. So Grand Island Central Catholic outscored at the line, also out-rebounded, outshot in general from the field. But again, they forced a lot more turnovers, and that's what kept it close. In fact, Turner Fay, with a three-pointer at the buzzer, had that gone in, it would have been a dramatic win here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Had a look at it, had a fairly open look at it, but had to kind of rush his shot, maybe just a skosh, and that was just enough for Norfolk Catholic as GICC ends their season with a 50-48 loss here to Norfolk Catholic. We're going to take one last break and hopefully be able to talk with the coaching staff from Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll do that when we continue right after this.
Equitable Bank would like to congratulate all Crusader players, coaches, and parents on a thrilling and successful season. We've been building the good life since 1882 with game plans to meet every financial goal. Bank with Equitable. Bank with the E. Member FDIC. Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Big business, small business, home-based businesses. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a Sharp copier to fill the need from Eek's Office Plus in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Eek's Office Plus, supplying business success.
Call Island Supply Welding for the quality welding equipment and supplies to keep you on the job. With locations in Grand Island, Columbus, and a new location in Hastings. And online at islandsupplywelding.com.
Welcome back here to Pershing Center as the first couple of rounds, the first couple of sessions have already wrapped up here as a tough loss here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They fall here 50-48. Let's get you caught up in what has happened so far here today in Class A. It was Norfolk over Grand Island 69-44. Prep has upended Omaha Bryan 62-50. So it'll be Norfolk and Prep in the state semifinals. In Class B, South Sioux City, a 12-point win over Sydney earlier today. Ralston ends the season for Adams Central, a final of 54-42 in that one. In Class C1, all four finalists have been decided. Shadron with a 41-32 win over Wilbur Claytonia. They'll be taking on Minden tomorrow morning from the Sports Center right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as Minden won their game 46-41 over Fall City. St. Cecilia with the win over Takema Herman 80-44, and it was Grand Island Central Catholic falling here to Norfolk, a final in this one of 50-48. So a tough loss here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Tino Martinez, kind enough to join us here as Grand Island Central Catholic wraps things up here. And Coach, I think you probably got the ball in the hands of the player you wanted to have it to take the final shot.
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, we needed to get the ball in Turner's hands. He's the best we have with the ball. He got the ball up the floor quick enough to get a good look. You know, just didn't go down. But just a hard-fought game. Tip our hats to Norfolk Catholic. They fought hard. Down double digits at one point, come back, so they got a lot of character.
And for you guys, had some good looks, but it just didn't seem like, especially in that first half, you couldn't get some of those shots to the fall. You had the lead, but you probably went in the locker room thinking, man, we could have really had a pretty good-sized lead here.
Oh, absolutely. I think we felt definitely like we let some things slip away, but we're getting good looks, so we felt good about the way we were executing. You know, for the most part, we snuffed them out pretty good in the first half. They made some shots, a couple threes there late in the half to cut it to four. Otherwise, it goes in as a much different first half. But You know, those are the breaks of basketball. They're a good team, and so are we. So we know those things are going to happen. And, you know, they responded last, so to speak.
Yeah, it kind of a couple of times they made little runs at you, and you guys did a nice job of making runs right back at them. I mean, several times you had that five-point lead whittled away to nothing, then you'd go back up by five. So your kids came off the mat several times as well.
Yeah, you know, our kids fought hard, and that, you know, that's been typical of our boys all year long. You know, they just haven't had any quit in them at all. So things got tough, and they responded as we expect of them. You know, like I said, just came down. They executed down the stretch, ran a good play. We had it scouted and ready to go. You know, it just came down to the fact that their guy's 6'6", and our guy was about 6 foot and reached the ball there at the end. So, you know, it's a tough break, but like I said, you know, we don't have anything to hang our heads about. Our kids fought hard all year long, and just gonna you know, it's a hard one to swallow right now, but we're going to be okay.
Yeah, and obviously that it's heartbreaking in that locker room to try to – because – yeah, you're just one step away. You want to have that rematch, and you just couldn't quite get it done, you know, down the stretch. But again, like we said, the effort absolutely was there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's, you know, we never have that doubt in our mind going into games. So,
yeah,
typical of our boys.
Yeah, they're just not wired for any quit, are they?
No.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Thank you for doing the game.
Hey, yeah. great season, and best luck to you guys.
Thanks a lot.
All right, again, our final score in this one, it was 50-48. Norfolk Catholic able to hold on, and again, as the coach told us, they got the ball in the hands of the player they wanted to. But as Tino Martinez pointed out, good look at the basket, but sometimes that's just the breaks of basketball, and probably no more apt quote to kind of end things off with here for final coverage of Grand Island Central Catholic. They fall here to Norfolk Catholic, 50-48. Again, those are just kind of breaks of basketball as the Crusaders end their season, and Norfolk Catholic will be taking on St. Cecilia tomorrow, the second semifinal of the day over at the Devaney Center. And coverage of that game on our sister station on KHAS will begin around 10:30 or so tomorrow on 12:30 a.m. KHAS in Hastings. And again, the first game of the day in Class C1, the semifinal, will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as Minden will be taking on Chatterin at 9 o'clock. In Class C2, Axtell has made it on to the semifinals as well, a 73-45 win over Dundee County. They'll be taking on Fremont Bergen, who got past Harrington Cedar Catholic 62-59. In Class D1, the top seed Freeman with a 54-43 win over Sandhills Thedford. They'll be taking on Emerson Hubbard, who was a 56-39 winner over Humphrey. The other semifinal is set up as Overton with a 55-45 win over Randolph. And again, those games will be right here on our network of stations. I'll find my sheet here and remember if they're on the AM or the FM. I think they're going to be on the AM for you as Overton will be taking on Humphrey St. Francis, a 57-32 winner over Exeter Milligan. In Class D2, Ewing over Heartland Lutheran, 58-43. Hay Springs in overtime upends Giltner, a final in that one is 69-66. And here, our final is Norfolk Catholic 50, Grand Island Central Catholic 48. Certainly want to say thanks to our chief engineer back in the studios, Grant Sparks. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks for joining us. Reminder for you, tonight we'll have Class C1 basketball, Sutton and Ravenna. Pre-game will start around 6:50 or so, and the tip around 7 o'clock, as Doug Duda will have the call right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then tomorrow, Class C1 action, it'll be Takema Herman. Check that. It'll be on our sister station. All of our games tomorrow will be on ESPN 1460. Minden versus will be playing at about 10:30. And also, as we mentioned, they'll have that. I'm just butchering this up really, really bad. I have to admit it. 8:50 tomorrow morning, Minden will be playing in their semifinal. Coverage will begin around 8:50 on our sister station, ESPN 1460. And then around 10:35, Overton will be taking on Humphrey St. Francis right here on our sister station on ESPN 1460. You know, after doing that, I'm just going to just walk away. Thanks for listening, everybody. Great game as Norfolk Catholic does end the season for Grand Island Central Catholic 50-48. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.